an artificial light in the night. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. The usual job of a telescope is to collect light shining down from the heavens. But one telescope does more. It puts its own star in the sky. Jerry Nelson of UC Santa Cruz is director of the Center for Adaptive Optics. He says turbulence in the atmosphere makes a telescope's images blurry. So at California's Lick Observatory, an adaptive optics system corrects for that blur. Nelson says the key to the system is a sodium beacon, a high-powered laser beam that shoots up into the sky.
It turns out that 90 kilometers above the surface of the Earth, very, very high in the atmosphere, there is a thin layer of sodium atoms.
The laser excites those sodium atoms to give off an orange glow, creating a spot of light that acts like an artificial star. That light is used to calibrate the adaptive optics system.
You point your telescope anywhere you want to. Make your sodium spot, of course, right where you're pointing your telescope, where your science object might be, a galaxy or whatever. And then you can run your adaptive optics system.
Nelson says a sodium beacon is now being installed on Keck, the largest telescope in the world, thus giving the night sky its newest star. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.